neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
And in the end of Parashat Bo, that every Yehudi is obligated to put on tefillin 6 days a week. That's the obligation that we have. Yeah, so they exempted us on Shabbatot. Why you don't put tefillin on Shabbat? Why?
Because you already have two oats.
So Shabbat is an oat, tefillin is an oat. As we see the beginning of the Parsha said, Ma'al shiti ototai ele begirbo. In the beginning of the Parsha, Ribono Sholam took us out to give us Shabbat. What is Shabbat? Shabbat, what is Shabbat? Shabbat, Shin is for the Shabbat, Bet is for Brit Milah, Taf is for Tefillin.
So
Otiot Shabbat, the Shin is for Shabbat, Bet is for Brit Milah, and Taf is for Tefillin. That's what Shabbat is all about. So now here we learn the Pasuk says, Vehaya Leot al. Al? Yadecha. How does it written Yadecha? So in the end of the Yadecha, there is a hey. So what is that hey represent? When do we use hey usually? It's a feminine form. It's not masculine, it's Nekeva. So Rashi HaKadosh explains that Yadecha means to put it on a weak hand. So that's why it's stated in a feminine form. Have you noticed when you read Radishli? So B'zad Hashem, Sunday morning when you read it again, you see it says, Al Yadecha, that means on a weak hand. That's why it says, not Yadecha, but it says with a hey, extra hey. Hey means feminine. So now, when you go by etrog, do you buy a good etrog or second-hand etrog?
Best
one. When you buy a talit, you buy a good talit or used one? The best one. So when you buy sidur, you buy a new good sidur or you buy the used one?
The used depends who used.
I'm sorry? Torn one or a good one?
Good one.
So how come here, when you put on tefillin, you should put on the right or the left?
Right.
Right. Why? The same way you buy a good etrog, good talit, good sidur. So you have to put it on the right, no?
No,
it's only logical. Why?
The strong hand is your right.
Why you put it on the weak hand? When you want to serve Hashem, you should put it on the strong hand or the weak hand?
Yeah. Because the strong
hand is put on the right hand, so the left hand doesn't have nothing. So we put the tefillin on it, so you have some.
How about the feet?
For the weak
hand, you don't do on the feet. So
what's the
support?
But the weak one is the one that
Russian
needs the support. Huh? The weak needs the support, not the strong one needs the support.
What support? What do you need support? For put it on your ear. What do you mean? All of a sudden, you know, and since put it on the weak hand.
So why is your heart on the left and not on the right?
Huh? No, if he goes here, he goes over there too. What's the difference? He can put it on the back, in the front, and put it on here, like this, like an apron. No, you can make like an apron, put it right here.
So now here,
Ibn Shalah is commanding us, I don't want you to put the tefillin on the right hand. You want to show you love me? You serve me when you're weak and tired, when you, you know, full of strength, had enough sleep, and nothing hurts, your head works okay, your knee works okay, so what's the big deal? Mm-hmm. Show me you love me when you're weak. But if you feel good, you feel full of energy, everybody's nice to you, now you have to call you, you know, they give you good news, so what's the big deal? But when the circumstances is, what do you call it, is balagan, upside down, then I can really see you love me and you serve me. So that's why Yom Shalom, instead of saying to put the tefillin on the right, he says to put it
on the left,
and then we can, because to serve people, not Shalom, to be happy, to be full of energy, when everything is fine, everybody likes you, everybody happy to see you, you feel good, you get up in the morning full of energy, what's a big deal? But when you get up in the morning and they say, you know, I'm going to sleep another 5 minutes, but hello more, you know, you see another 2 hours. Go back to sleep. That shows how you love Hashem. That shows that you really love Hashem. Why? Because you say, even though maybe I don't feel 100%, maybe the circumstances are not the way I want, maybe things worries me, but when you create such an inner strength, you put on the weak hand, that's the greatness that you have attained.
So if someone's left-handed, they put on the right hand?
Yes. That's what exactly the whole task here is. That we have to show there is no such a thing as weakness when you come to Bolshevolam. Doesn't exist. There is nothing such as I don't feel well when you come to serve Hashem. There is no such a thing that is something missing when you come to serve Hashem. When you come to serve Hashem, everything is
perfect.
You feel great. Everything is fine. You know, I'm so joyous, so pleased, and that's what exactly the whole task here is. That this little extra letter, Yadecha, is a reminder that Chas v'Shalom, you know, think that, you know, because there's something missing, you're not feeling 100%, then there's something, Chas v'Shalom, will be short in the avodah that we have to show.
Koila nishomote, halel ko halelu ko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.